You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
What's going on, everybody? This is Ladies POV with Yo Amika. I am Mika, and she is
Yolanda.
And again, this is Ladies POV, powered by Anchor, Spotify. You can catch us on all streaming platforms, whichever you wish. Yolanda, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Cannot complain yet. So we'll see. But no, everything seems to be going well. How about with you?
I can't complain. You know, busy weekend for me. I still, got a lot of stuff going on. But I'm here. I'm alive and well and ready to get the day started.
Hey, you ended up going to brunch yesterday. How was that?
I did go to brunch yesterday, and brunch was everything.
I like that place.
Yeah, we're looking forward to going back real soon. Really soon. Everybody enjoyed it. So I'm glad that I picked a good spot, found the Farmers and Tysons that, everybody liked. So it was real good.
Good job. Well, good. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we did. We had a really good time. So today we have a special guest in the building. We love having special guests on our show. So his wife is a friend of the show. Her name is Lauren, and she was on here last year talking about life coaching.
Yep, she sure was.
So she reached out to me a few days ago, maybe last week or so, before his birthday, and asked if he could come on the show and talk, and that would be one of his gifts for his birthday. So I was like, yes, come through, because he is a Washington football fan just like I am. So that's how we even connected. So let's give it up for Lincoln.
Kroger's wild. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning,
Tamika and Yolanda. I really appreciate that.
No worries.
Yeah, and thank you. Shout out to my beautiful wife for having this this experience. So I'm really looking forward to it. I've been a lifelong Skins fan. I guess I have to say WFT fan now. So I go back, way back since probably late 60s, early 70s. My grandfather used to go to the games, and my father took me. He had season. My father, he passed last year, but he had season tickets for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So he was on the lower, I guess the lower portion of it, near the end zone, near the band. So I got a chance. I've been able to go to quite a few games over the years, so looking forward to this season. I did want to make one quick note. I heard I was listening to the president during the game, and he said that they're going to bring the Skins band back.
Oh, good.
So that's a good thing, just to have a little bit more liveliness at the stadium and whatnot. So,
yeah, because ain't nothing like the live band. We only in preseason, but I don't really plan on going to any games this season, maybe one.
Yeah.
But having that band there, it just gives me a good feeling.
Yeah.
Just listening to them. Our franchise is the only, I think we are the only franchise to even have a band. I'm glad that he's going to bring the band back, because don't have those people out of a job because y'all want to do some redirecting of the franchise. I ain't mad, but yes, I'm here for fan members.
Sometimes things that are old or new again, and they really, can give. I think Tampa Bay, I think when they score a touchdown, that Buccaneers ship, it's like the cannon goes off. And, you know, just having the Skins band there, I think that's just, you know, something unique to DC.
Yeah.
And it really will, you know, more engagement is important. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, as far as when they made touchdowns, I guess you can't play Heads of the Redskins anymore, but I don't know what they'll be playing. I don't know if we got a tape song now or what, but you know, just something.
Yeah, maybe play some go-go or something.
Yeah, exactly.
With a go-go beat or something, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Somebody will come up with something. Where is Wally?
I'm sure they'll figure it. Exactly, right? I'm sure they'll figure something out. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries.
So, I want to go with, okay, so, you know, we're talking about this team, this team name, you know, the Washington football team right now. The name has been so controversy for so long. And they finally had to cave in, because I always said, I'm like, they're not changing their name. The name is not going to change. But they finally had to cave in. But last year, due to, I feel like everything with this pandemic has brought on so much anyway, and has brought on so much light to everything. So here we are, Washington football team. For right now, this is going into season two, but they have narrowed down some choices of the name. So what do you think about the name choices that they've narrowed it down to?
Well, actually, I saw the list the other day. I read the article, but I forgot all the names. I think one was the Continentals or something like that, or the Colonials.
Because what I see, they have the Armada, the Brigade, the Commanders. Yeah. Defenders, okay. Presidents, Red Hogs, Red Wolves, and Washington football team.
Okay, yeah. So the only one that stands out to me is the Red Wolves. And the reason why, like I said this a year ago, that they should have the Red Wolves, because I feel like actually it will fit in with the tag. I think it's HTTR. Number one. Number two, the red wolf is an actual endangered species. I think there's only like 100 of them in the country. Third, it is a pack animal, meaning, you know, wolves, they hunt in packs. So that would be great for, like, you know, the teen concept and what the football connection, and, you know, the wolf could be like very like menacing on the helmet, right? And it's something that you can get behind. It's not like like the Continentals, I think, is typically, you know, to me, they seem like those other names seem to be like more like college football names, or like, I don't know, semi-pro team, things of that nature. But the Red Wolves has some history behind it. So you can actually do the connection with Native Americans and the wolf. So there's a lot of things that you can do with that name, in my view, as opposed to any of the others. And so that's where I see it. I haven't really researched it in terms of, you know, writing a paper or anything like that. I wanted to send something to Jeffrey Wright, because you could do that. But I just felt like, I'm so glad that they, you know, that one's in the running. And I think that's going to be the one, to be honest with you. You heard it here first, Lincoln. Oh.
Okay.
It's going to be the Red Wolves.
Yolanda, what do you think? I mean, I know this is not your home team.
No, it's not. At this point, sir, I don't, quite honestly, I don't think that there's any name. I actually just think that they should be called the Washington football team. I didn't like Red Wolves when it came out, I think about a year or so ago when they were thinking about names. I didn't think that was it because of the fact what you just said, I thought that they were trying to get away from the connection of being, you know, to like the Native American, anything, you know, leading up to them because, they're just trying to, you know, pull that whole thing away. Not to say that it's a bad connection, but I thought that was the biggest thing that to try to get it to be off that negative vibe that everybody so, you know, felt like it was so awful. And the reason why I say that is because I don't know if you all, you know, keeping up too, but you know, the Cleveland Indians just recently changed their name to the Cleveland mm-hmm. Guardians. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't flow. I think people want to keep that. it doesn't flow that Red Wolf. Well, like I said, just for me, I didn't see what the names were. I knew that they had narrowed it down to three supposedly, but I didn't know what they were. So it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, because I guess the basketball teams here in the area, they're Mystics and Wizards. So, okay, I get that. I guess, you know, you kind of, the hockey team is Capitals. I don't know if you want to keep in flow with that sort of political type of vibe or that government type of vibe there with, you know, connection with the city. I mean, I don't know, because names are just kind of all over the place. You say Continentals. That's not bad to me, only because it kind of goes with what the area is. But at the same time, I thought what they're doing now with the Washington football team and the bar, the color block colors, I thought that was good. I really thought, hey, this could actually work. I mean, maybe you want to be in sync with the rest of the league and having like a mascot, but I don't know. I think it's going to be just hard for me. It's going to be a hard sell on trying to say, because I at this point, like I said, I just I can't see myself talking about the Cleveland Guardians. It just sounds so crazy. And I know you have to, but I know you have to get used to these things. I don't know if I could say the Washington Red Wolf. Because to me, the Washington Red, to me sounds like a semi-pro football team or something mm-hmm. like it. Mm-hmm. That to me sounds like that. I don't know how they would, how they would market that. I mean, so what does this do? I mean, it's good. So you're leaving the Native American community alone. So now you're going to be staunch supporters of an endangered species. So what does that mean? So does this mean that we should, as the team, the organization should now donate charitable, funds go to, keeping these animals? I mean, because I could see all of that. I could just really see all of that if it goes along that line. So like I said, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll just go with whatever. Like I said, it did not take me long to get used to saying Washington football team. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, Mom, they just keep that. That sounds pretty okay. I mean, it's original. It's not, you can't put it in the little fight song, which is very unique because there are very few. Well, they were the first, but there are very few teams that have like a fight song. So it just, I don't know. You know, a whole lot's going to have to be switched up either way. But hey, whatever works, we'll go with the flow. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you have a shortage of people not wearing older paraphernalia. I just don't. And I definitely don't think that you'll have people even being upset that people have paraphernalia on from back in the day. Because I don't know. I'm sure as you both have, through the years, some of that stuff is a little expensive. And I'm not going to, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to, get rid of this. Absolutely not. So you're going to find that a lot of people are still going to be where I still see it now. I don't think that people are going to change. Especially, Lincoln here, has been following the team for, many decades now. And it just, you don't just easily get rid of something like that. So I don't know. Again, that's just how I see it. They don't pay me a big buck. They ain't calling my phone asking me to watch it. Right. Will they, as with everything else, nobody's going to ever be satisfied. So whatever they pick is just what's going to be. And, you know, people will roll with it or don't. You know, that's just how it'll go.
And you know what? That's how I feel. Your last statement, that's how I feel. Whatever they pick, you know, let's just roll with it. I have no real opinion on the name change. At first, I was, you know, like, oh, maybe they can have this or maybe they can have that. But then I'm just like, you know what? I don't care what the name is. As long as there are wins behind the name.
Exactly. Winning changes everything.
Yeah. Like, let's just go out there. Let's play and look good as a unit and win games and championships. Then I don't care what they'll be called. But yeah. I do happen to like the Red Wolves because, you know, I just imagine myself in the stadium just howling like a wolf when you make a touchdown or something.
people wearing wolves' heads.
But I mean, that was just my only thing. I was like, you know, I don't care what they name them, just win. We need a history franchise of winning, and if changing the name to whatever causes us to win games, then I'm here for it. Otherwise, you know, just. Whatever y'all want to be called is fine with me. I'm going to rock with it because I still have old paraphernalia. Like you say, Yolanda, that stuff is expensive. I'm not going to get rid of that just, you know, I'm not burning no jerseys or nothing like that. I'm not doing that.
Right, right.
I'm not doing that. I surely will probably rock my Redskins shirts wherever. I had mine on when I was out in Vegas visiting the Raiders Stadium. So. Yeah, here we go.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of winning, so how does the winning side of this look with the preseason games? I think there's one more preseason game before the regular season starts. So what are you thinking about how they're looking on the field with Fitzpatrick back there? Taking command now that Alex Smith is gone.
I like what I see. Fitzpatrick, you know, he has the experience to get them where they need to go and make them competitive. The coaching staff, I think, is, you know, like a new breed, so to speak, where they have some energy around. The team, I think regimes before, they didn't have much energy, whether they were retreads or from out of town or whatever. They didn't have that hungry spirit, in my view. I love the fact that our defense is like shut down. So because our defense is shut down, it'll keep us competitive. And having those guys on the front line is like that really. You know, they don't always get the accolades like the quarterback and so forth and so on, but they're actually the engine of the team. So if you shut down the front line, so to speak, the run game and a few other things, areas, then you can control the tempo of the game. So I really like what I see from, you know, Washington football team. And I think we'll be competitive, definitely in the NFC East. I think we'll definitely be competitive. Just need to eliminate, you know, mistakes. And I think with a good coaching staff, you get that. You know, they focus on, you know, good, solid football. So I really like what I see. That young running back, I was like, all right. I forgot his name.
Jared Patterson.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I like him. He's got, you know, fresh legs. Like I said, Logan Thomas, I mean, he's, you know, he is a force to be reckoned with. You know, Terry McLaurin, I like my man Sims. So we got some things to work with. so, yeah,
and it's refreshing to see because I feel like this year, well, since Coach Rivera has taken over, I feel like, you know, all the guys have bought in and they're all on one accord and everybody just wants to win. it's not like a me type of situation.
Yeah.
So where, you know, one person wants to be the star of the show, or, you know, the coach is catering more to one person. I just feel like everybody has Rivera's respect. Everybody has bought into the system, and everybody just wants to win. Like they want to win. They want to get to that next level. I mean, in that show last year, when, you know, the NFC East is always up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that. But I feel like, you know, since last year, we were the NFC East champs. I mean, yes, again, our division is terrible. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. But we went out there, we played hard, we worked hard, and we end up becoming division champs. Now, I still say to this, had Taylor Heinicke been in that game earlier, we probably would not be talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as being the Super Bowl champs. Mm-hmm. That's just me. That's how I feel. That was last season. So we're going to move on. But I feel like moving forward, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with, for real. Mm-hmm. And people are going to, we're going to be respected in this league. I mean, like you said, our defense like shuts down, and I love to see it. I think Chase Young, I feel like Chase Young's energy is infectious, and it just gets everybody going. Because if you ever notice on the sideline, Chase Young never sits down. Chase Young is always at that sideline. Chase Young never shuts up. He's just out there just talking, pumping everybody up, just getting everybody pumped. So I feel like we're gonna do some things this year, and it's really gonna be put on notice for what we're gonna do.
Mm-hmm. He reminds me of I don't know if you ever watched Scooby Doo. They had this little dog called Scrappy Doo.
Scrappy.
So Scrappy was all, he was Scrappy, he was making it happen. So the defense reminds me of Scrappy Doo, where they can get it done.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know? this, I think my question is, you know, this team is really not much different than it was last season.
Mm-hmm.
So being that, I think, obviously, major differences, of course, draft picks and the fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick is now at least on the, you know, well, right now on the roster. I mean, I guess we're assuming that he'll make the 53-man roster. I guess there's no question there.
Yeah.
So you have, so I don't know if they're going to carry three. So I don't know if Kyle Allen still stays along with Tyler Heinicke, whatever. So defense is great, but defense can't stay on the field that long. I don't care. And in this season, it's 18-week season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to see with them. Yeah, I get it. Everybody's buying in. I'm trying to see where the difference is going to come, because when you look back, it's like, I mean, last year, I don't care. The NFC East was a dumpster fire. Right. Are you serious? I mean, you're fighting. You're not even 500. I mean, you know what I'm saying? To get into, just to be the division champs, you can go to the playoffs. But no, but I'm saying, so what makes the difference here? What makes them, you know, playing over 500? And actually competing with the rest of the league, not just competing within the division to get to, do you see what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference this year that makes them a force?
Well, I think you have to look at it in kind of like in baby steps, so to speak, because historically the team, you know, has won Super Bowls and has been competitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But over the last 20 or so years, they have not. They've been up and down. Right. They win a division here and there. But with Rivera, you can actually say, okay, we were here year one, and then year three, we were here, And you can actually make some inroads into changing the culture, you know, especially at the top of the house, especially with, you know, maybe Snyder being a little bit more removed from the day-to-day operations. And so you will see, not necessarily see a 12-4, you know, or I guess it's 18 now. So it'd be like, what? You won't see like a 14-4 team or something like that, but you would see, you know, a competitive football team. And then next year you add another piece. And then the following year, you know, you don't know what happens, but I think this year, you're just going to see more of a Ron Rivera team. So last year, I think you saw that. And then this year, you're just going to see more of the same. So he's a solid coach. You know, he's solid person. Yeah. So I don't, my expectations, like, yes, if we're like highly competitive, yes, I'm definitely happy. But my kind of line of sight or my feeling is that, you know, as long as we're competitive and we have a winning record, I'm good. I'm like, okay, you know, let's see what happens. So maybe a ball will roll our way. Maybe we'll get a call. Maybe we'll win more games than we shouldn't have, or in a sense. But I think as long as I see progress, I'm good, because for so long it's been a roller coaster, meaning like 1 year, I'm like, oh yeah, we 5-0, yeah, you know, ah, and then everything falls apart.
I'm not looking for them to be like a 14-14. I'm not looking, I mean, but you know, yeah. I mean, 9-9 even. This is what I'm saying, like, you know, maybe even 10-8, you know, something.
Which actually is winning. 9-9 would be a winning season.
But this is what I'm saying. You know, what gets it there? What changes have come in? I mean, Rivera's been there. We see the progress that he's trying to make. So what?
Right.
What takes it to the next step this season that wasn't there last? Because like I said, other than the major, you know, Fitzpatrick is a kind of like the major difference. Mm-hmm. I'm like I said again, except for the rookies, which I'm thinking, you know, it's a lot of running backs out on the squad. Somebody's not making the 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and somebody like Lincoln said, Jared Patterson's going to take, and I tweeted this the other day, Jared Patterson's going to take somebody's job in that running back room.
I don't know who, but somebody's.
I don't know who either, and my guess would maybe be what's his name? Maybe Barber. Because I feel like Barber is the weakest link of the running back.
Yeah, he might not be. But other boy, he's good too. Dang, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Not Peyton Barber.
Who?
The other running back. I forgot Gibson. His name. Was it?
Gibson?
Antonio Gibson. Yeah, he's definitely there. So they may even carry three or four backs, because they have Antonio Gibson is, you know, he's the starter in my view. But I think going back to what Tamika said is the players buying in. That's the difference. So, you know, the coaching staff is trying to change the culture, but. Once the players buy in, because they're all professionals. I mean, very few teams get blown out. There's a lot of parity in the league. So if you have player buy-in, they can believe like, damn, I can win this thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We in this. We can do this, right? So right. If they're buying in and they use they leave it all out on the field, they can be competitive. You know, that's what I'm looking for.
I was just wondering what the change was that would make it, because don't get me wrong, again, I'm excited about my team too, but you know, you two seem, you know, pretty excited, and you know, I'm kind of looking, like I said, and that seemed to be kind of like one of the major changes, and you know, nothing kind of else. So like, that's why I'm kind of trying to understand what makes it so exciting, other than the fact that this is the start of football season, and we, you know, everybody gets to start with a clean slate.
Right.
It just it just seems different.
Yeah, to me, it just seems different
from years past. Like usually, it's you know we just kind of feel like we're in, and then just things just go downhill. Mm-hmm. And at the end of September, beginning of October, it's like we ain't winning nothing.
Exactly.
You know, we're done. We're done already. But I just I don't know. I just feel like this year is going to be the year. Like we really shocked some people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, and we were competitive. We were competitive in a lot of games last year.
Because of the defense.
So, you know, so you've got another year under your belt in terms of, you know, the defense, the coaching staff, you know, the same offense, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
So how long is it that Ryan Fitzpatrick is in before you guys have to start using one of those other backs?
And that's another thing I was talking about too, because we know how Fitzmagic is, and like B-Mitch said, we're either gonna get Fitzmagic or Fitztragic. And so you know, and if you know Ryan Fitzpatrick's history, you know he's good for about maybe
five games.
That's what I feel.
I feel like he's gonna get that start. He's gonna be on a roll, and then it's gonna be downhill from there. And then they're gonna have either Kyle Allen or Taylor Heinicke come on in and you know spark up some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would personally go with Taylor Heinicke over Kyle Allen. I know that Kyle Allen, well, both of them have been in this system, but I don't know. I feel like Taylor Heinicke is more
athletic. He has a lot more energy.
And can run more than Kyle Allen can.
Mm-hmm.
If he needs to move, then he can move.
Right. So, yeah. I think, like I said, I wasn't necessarily disagreeing with what you were saying. I was just saying that basically, I think the difference is, you know, there's a few things, just the solidity of the team. And even to me, even the top of the house does have an effect on, on the players. So I think with just having someone there, the GM is there, and he's been around the league forever. And I think he was even a Washington Redskin. I think I forgot the guy's name who was hired as a GM.
I've forgotten his name, but from
the president to the GM to the coach to the players, I think that organizational structure, you know, lends itself to being, actually a winning squad for years to come. And I think, you know, regimes in the past, the structure wasn't set up where it put people in a winning situation, meaning there was, you know, hey, I want this guy. No, I want this guy. It was always this kind of back and forth with, you know, maybe with Snyder with the marketing piece. He wanted to have big names. And then maybe the coach is like, well, I like this guy versus that guy, you know, and then the GM is like, well, I like this guy. So you basically didn't have any continuity at the top of the house. But now that you have basically everybody on the same page, and then the players are buying into the concept, I think that because they are, at the end of the day, they are professionals, meaning, you know, you're not going to blow out a team unless they're just like, they've just given up. So, you know, if they can be competitive in games, they can win some games, they can win some stuff, they can make it happen, you know, because, you know, the quarterback, because of, you know, the hungriness of the defense. And it's just, I just feel like what Tamika was saying, you know, I feel like this year there is something that's just a little bit different than years past. And we'll actually see that in a couple of weeks with San Diego. I'm sorry, LA.
Right.
So I'm like, God, I gotta keep my name straight. But yeah, so I just wanted to clarify, I tend to agree with what you're saying, like what is the catalyst? But yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. I do kind of feel that a little bit too. I think that, it's a little bit, there does seem like a different air on the field there, practice, and watching a little bit of the preseason game. I try to stay away from preseason a lot, because especially with the shortened preseason now, it just I just cut it down to the 53 man roster. Let's see what we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
For me,
yes, yeah.
But yeah, I did. Like I said, Rivera's been there now for a minute, and things are changing up at the top. Although it has been some years now since Snyder has been like really hands on, like he's not the Jerry Jones type anymore. So for years he's kind of tried to let other people, I think was the point of, just like you were saying, putting maybe the right people in those positions. Martin Mayhew, that's who the general manager is. Putting him in play. Getting some new folks in there, trying to who really want to work together to definitely improve things with the organization. I think, like I said, that helps a lot too, and helps with the players as well, because these people and like you said, they're all professionals. At some point, you probably have to speak to one of these upper management folks, whether it be for whether it's contract or just in general, speaking with them about any issues that you may have. So, it's just like everybody out here. We'll see what happens when the season starts.
Exactly, right? We'll know very shortly.
For real.
Yeah. Well, so. It's coming up a couple few weeks. Like I said, I think it's like one more preseason game before they cut their rosters down and they get them out there. So
this last preseason game is the dress rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
It should be. I don't know how many. It's funny because you look around the league and it's. Last night, I know Ben Roethlisberger,
he played last night.
According to the commentators, we're really getting on my nerves, because I'm like, dang, how much? How old is he now? Y'all still riding him like he's a young boy?
Exactly.
He wants to get out there and play. Yeah, because because last year he was trash. I don't care what anybody says, he was trash last year. And I don't want to say it's unfortunate, because it actually is a good thing, but I do think that they look at like a Tom Brady and like, man, if this dude is still doing it,
I can do it.
I can do it too. So I had to agree with the commentators on that last night, where it's kind of like, yeah, well, I can get out here. Why can't I do it? Why can't I, stick in that kind of thing? And right now it's I think that these next few football years are going to be, it's going to be a changing of the guard, because you have a lot of the older quarterbacks that are there now will be leaving.
Too old. Exactly.
They'll be leaving.
Yeah.
And so you'll have to, work with these newer, the younger ones coming up, and it's just really going to be, like I said, the Rivers gone, you got Drew Brees gone. Everybody's waiting on bated breath, Tom Brady,
Andy Dalton's still there.
Red
Rifle, he did dust off his gun.
He's still there.
you see up there, Eli Manning. I wouldn't really consider him like kind of in that category, but he's on the edge, because he and Russell Wilson, they're the next ones up. But to me, they're caught in the in between, because there's kind of a few of them, but there are so many more younger ones now coming in.
and it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be different, you know, because I don't know what Carson Wentz is not going to hang on anymore. I'm pretty sure Matt Stafford is going to probably be out soon. So, again, like I said, I think it's going to be a changing of the guard. So I think you'll see football a little bit different. I think it will change over the next few years.
Yeah.
Just because the newer, younger ones coming in there, they move different. It's a different type of game. And because of that, well, you know, I think that the professional game, you know, it definitely piggybacks off of whatever college is doing, because those are the players that are coming. And so they end up adjusting to the players that they get, kind of, you know, you kind of work them in a system that the NFL has. But at the same time, it's like, hey, this is what I can do. Now, if you want me for this, then we're going to have to change some things. And you do see that, because the quarterback now more mobile, not so much pocket passers as they were before. You know, you're getting a shorter, a faster running backs. It's different.
The game is so much faster.
Yeah, and it is. And the time, you know, it's such a, so I think that, like I said, this transition, you know, got kind of the way basketball is doing the same thing. You know, it's kind of, the game has changed. It's a more outside game. You know, we pull the paint so much anymore. So it's really, you know, and so, like I said, it's just a different, kind of feel to everything. Yeah. It's just my take, you know. Again, Washington's not really my team, but you know, I'm here, I have to hear it all the time.
What's your team?
Oh, Green Bay, absolutely. Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Green Bay is, I mean, if you want to pick a team, or are you from Wisconsin area? Or no,
well, no, it's really strange. I've discussed this before. When I was in high school, my father was in the military, so we were overseas. And I never was so growing up, like junior high school, I had a teacher who had that paraphernalia all around his classroom. So I was always seeing it. And it wasn't like back then, as trust me, military then and television then in overseas was much different than now, because now you have satellite, you can get everything. Mm-hmm. Back then, we had one English speaking channel. Wow. So whatever came on, that's what you watched. So, and because I didn't get a feel of all the teams that are out there, I always saw what he had. So I was ask me, I would say that. But I would say, well, yeah. And then as I started looking at football, and I was like, okay, well, since I've already picked that, I'm going to stick with it because I've already chosen that. So, you know, so been up there a couple few times, seen a couple few games, and you know, I just it's always kind of been my squad. So, you know, I try my best to get up there every year. You know, some years more than us, you know, some years not so quite so much like last year. It's a little tough. But yeah, so I try to get up there and do that. And it's like I said, it's just always my father, on the other hand, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. He's from Florida, but I don't think that was really his team before either. I just think that that's the team he kind of gravitated to, and you know, all the local teams there that he kind of just gets with. So,
wow, okay. That's a great story.
And coming from, watching professional football really wasn't a thing of mine. It was kind of like that's what Dad did on Sunday, you know. And then after a while, I have to thank Washington, D.C. probably for that, coming to this area and, you know, feeling how passionate that, you know, fans are for all of their local teams. It kind of like, yeah, I need to be like that, too. You know, so I got into it a little bit more. And so that's just, you know, I ride it out with them. It don't make me any difference. Like I tell everybody every day, on our worst day, we better than your team. I don't care.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. Now smack talking.
Anybody's team. Yep. Okay. Whose team you put up on our worst day?
Is that over the course of time, y'all better than us, or just now?
Yeah, anytime. It doesn't matter.
Because I think we have a little bit more rings than Green Bay, I think.
You probably do.
I'm not sure, but you might want to check.
Everybody always up the screen talk, but
See, we have to go back. We have to go back historically on folks like that. Like you, like how much jewelry do you have?
Oh. Yeah,
we got some. We can show up to the dance. We can show up. Good.
No plain Jane here.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Yes, that's how my little story goes, and that's just where I've been. Been with it. Yeah. And it's so nice. it's been fun and interesting, especially this off season, mm-hmm. talking to folks. So, like I just said, we'll see what happens when the preseason's mm-hmm. over. We'll see what happens right this season. Mm-hmm.
We do play y'all this season now.
I know. Yeah, we win there a lot. I don't know.
It'll be quite interesting. It will be quite interesting.
But you know, don't get me wrong, my team is not perfect up there, trust and believe. But I do think that there's a mission this year. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything. I just think everything's gonna be interesting this year, especially too with, you know, letting the fans back in.
Yeah.
Talk about fans, just letting the fans back in. Right. You know, I just hope that people, you know, get these preseason woes out and have some home training when y'all go to these games.
Yeah.
And, you know, stop the fighting and all of that and acting a fool.
What is that about lately? Because we were talking, fans are like, I mean, is it because you haven't been out in a while?
I don't saying. Like, you haven't been out in a while, you haven't been around people. I don't know, but like the fighting, come on, y'all, really?
Yeah, it's not necessary at all. We adults.
Exactly.
Well, that's what they claim. I don't know if it's really true. They
claim
it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dude. Claim to be. Lincoln, you plan on going to any games this season at all?
Yeah, I'm looking to go to the one in LA. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. Las Vegas. I'm trying to go to that one. I want to go to that one because I want to see the new stadium, and it's in Vegas, and I want, hopefully, because that's in, I think it's December.
That one is December 5th, and if you have not gotten on it, you need to get on it ASAP.
Yeah. Actually, within the next week, I'm going to make a decision because I feel like, man, if we're in the running, that would actually be a very good game because November and December is like, you know, the time when teams start, you know, you separating the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. So I'm definitely looking at that, like within the next week of going to that one.
I think that is, I mean, that I went to that stadium when I was out there and. Uh-huh. Stadium is beautiful.
Is it? Wow.
It's beautiful. Yeah. We couldn't get any tours inside because they didn't have tours going on at the time that I was there. But we went around the outside. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It is so huge, but it's beautiful on the outside. And it's gonna be real live.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Every so I'm weekend. Looking
to make it a whole weekend, like leave Friday. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, do the Vegas thing. But the crown jewel is watching the game live. Yeah. So.
Because I think they have, like, know that Washington's going to have some team rallies out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. For the fans. And I don't know what the logistics are just yet. But, you know, should you go, they will definitely have some rallies. And, you know, to get all the fans together.
Okay.
For them. So it'll be a good time. That's going. So
I might look at my tickets tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to see, maybe even today, just check out what the ticket prices are and see what we can do.
Yeah. What teams are you guys looking forward to playing this year? So who is the... You know, you're kind of looking at the schedule. I mean, I know you were talking about going to games, but like actual like games, like, hey, let's see how we match up with which teams.
You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing Kansas City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
well, I'm most. I want to see how we do in the NFC East. Because I feel like if we can control, you know, our conference, so to speak, I think we'll do well. I think Kansas City is a little bit ambitious. But you know, I'll see. Cause I think we can, if we can keep it close, meaning if the defense has his head in the game, then I think we can do some things. But really some teams, I don't know. I'm not looking at that and saying, yeah, that's definitely a loss. I'm not looking at it and saying definitely a win. I'm just going to be like a wait and see on that one. You know, teams like Vegas, I mean, like the Raiders and stuff, I'm not worried about that at all. But, you know, when you start getting to like the Chiefs and those kind of teams, I'm like,
Yeah, well, you know, well, even in the division. So, yeah, Saquon is coming back up there in New York. Yeah. So Daniel Jones be able to hand off. Well, considering he keeps the job there, he'll have somebody to hand off to. And because he didn't get to play damn near all season last season. So he's biting at the bit for that to get out there and do that. I don't know. Philly has made one too many changes for me, but I believe that Jalen Hurts is their man. I believe that's who they believe in. And I believe they'll rally around that kid and get that started. Looks like Dak is out for Dallas. So
yeah,
Dak is not completely healthy. And I don't care what anyone says. They can say, you know, say, oh, he'll be fine at the start of the season.
No,
he's not.
They're saying that he's not going to be fine, that he's got too many other lingering injuries.
Yeah,
that
like shoulder issues. And Elliot, he's lost like 15, 20 pounds. So yeah, he doesn't care. He can't. He's not going to be able to hit the whole. He may be faster a step or two, but he's not going to be able to hit the way he was in the previous years. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not afraid of anybody in the NFC East.
I'm definitely not afraid of them at all.
Yeah, I think we can dominate. So that if we can control the NFC East, then, you know, we can pick up wins, you know, outside the division. And then I'm definitely happy about, you know, seeing some teams. I'm like, they don't scare me as much as they did in seasons past. So,
But see, what I'm mad at is how they have the NFC East pretty much at the end of the schedule. Our December going into January, like, that's going to be crucial for the division. But that's going to be so crucial. So we have to. But then I feel like we'll be jailed and stuff by then, too.
Yes. Yes. And there is some team sync that comes into play, you know, in the November, December. Mm-hmm. You saw it last year with Tampa Bay. You know, you saw like they ran off all those straight wins. So I think we can do something similar. I don't know to the level of deep in the playoffs, but I think we can do something similar. So we'll see. Definitely.
Yeah. Step further. I mean, like you said, you know, you move up a level every season will get you there. We'll definitely get you there. Well, like I say, it's bound to be fun. It's football time, so I'm ready.
Yeah, I got my QLED coming. I got my sound bar, so I'm ready.
Okay, well, that's right.
Sounds like the party's over there, Tamika.
That's right. Come on over.
I know, right?
I got my grill working. So I'm ready.
I know that's right. Yeah, hey, that's
sister-in-law of sangria.
Wait a minute. Okay, now. Tamika, did he say extra rooms in there? Because
I thought I heard that.
Right. Right in beautiful Hyattsville.
Right around the corner too. Oh yeah, let's go.
Okay, there you go.
That's too far.
Yeah.
Coming over. So you guys ready? Y'all do fantasy? Well, I know Yolanda, you do fantasy football. Lincoln, you do fantasy football?
I sure do.
You ready for it? Are you ready for the season?
Yeah, I had a great year last year. I do a two-prong approach. I do fantasy, and then I do sports betting. So last year was really good. So I'm looking forward. That's why I like football season. You know, certain people, they do golf, they do tennis, they do NASCAR, they do basketball. Now, I'm a football guy, so football is when is my time to shine.
No, that's right.
So I like it, you know, and it actually keeps me abreast of the players and all the changes. So I like it, you know, because there's so much movement from year to year. But yeah, I really enjoy fantasy, and they pay you in cash. so I like that. I mean, you know, when you win, it's a beautiful thing.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is when you win, but when you're losing, it's not so good. And you know, I feel like I've been on that losing end for the last few years, and I don't like that at all. I really don't. And this year, I'm trying to take a different approach and really study people because I'm in my limit is two. I'm in two leagues this year, just so that way I can manage. Because usually I go crazy and I do like five leagues of, you know, fantasy, and that was a lot for me. And I took a year off or two, and then you know I came back. But last year, 2 years ago. And so now two is my limit. So I'm only doing two fantasy leagues that I'm getting ready for the drafts in the next few weeks or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just ready to win some money this year.
Yeah. I know
that. To win money. And then I'm in a football pool also, a weekly pool that you know, that I'm in. So I'm here for everything this year. And you know, just blessings upon me.
I know. Speak it out there to the universe. It's gonna
come. Yes. That's what I'm trying to do. Let it come back to me. This is my time to shine.
That's it.
Like you say, like this is your time. It's my time to shine too.
That's right. That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to this whole season. You know, this year. It's, I don't know. It just seems different to me, like I've been saying. And I'm here for it. I cannot wait for kickoff Sunday because I got menu planned and everything. So I'm looking forward to it. And we are almost at the end of our show, guys.
Okay.
Oh,
time has gone by so fast, but it's always a good conversation. So any last minute things you want to get out, Lincoln? I'll start with you since you are our guest.
Okay.
For this time.
Well, I thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated the football talk. As far as the team, like I said before, I'm really interested and happy that I think the Washington football team is going in the right direction. So I'm really looking forward to this season. I'm looking forward to, you know, watching the guys on the field, and I really appreciate you having me on. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And most definitely. Well, you know me, you know, football season is upon us, so you definitely can watch something good on TV now.
So, but yeah, no, I mean, loved having a guest as usual, and especially Lincoln, and you guys get to talk about Washington football. So this is always exciting to get some insight on the area team. But yeah, you know me, Tamika, you know, watch something good on TV.
Yeah. And then me, you know, just like Yolanda said, watch something good. You know me, wash your hands.
Yeah, I know that for girl. Yeah.
And all that good stuff. Let's practice social distancing. If you're going out to the games this season, have fun, cheer loud, wear your mask, and have some home training. You know, stop going out there trying to fight other people, throwing soda cans and cups and stuff. It's not necessary, guys. Okay, so enjoy yourselves. This has been another great episode of Ladies POV, and we will be right back here, same time, same place, next week. Peace.
See you.
Bye-bye.